Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Skowron reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skowron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Wagner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-1 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Stang covering, for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0-for-2 in the game. Stang hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Stang moves to second. One out. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stang moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Skowron strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Larry Brown. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field. McCraw picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McCraw. Colavito scores. Hinton goes all the way around to score. Whitfield moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Houser now playing shortstop. Jack Spring now pitching. Danny Cater pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.